It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick with my co-host Madeline Brand back in the studio. I'm at the Magic Johnson Starbucks in a neighborhood here in Los Angeles, a mostly black neighborhood. We got here early, maybe 5:30 this morning. It was quiet, just a few people running in and out to get coffee. Crowds built up since then, and we've been stopping people on their way in and out, some with school kids, some kind of in a hurry to get past us. Just a moment, we say, just this moment. Talk to us about what happened yesterday and what you think is going to happen next. So here are some of those interviews from this place.
I'm Yvette Townsend, and I live right here in Ladera Heights.
And what's your reaction to what's happened?
You know what? Tears are in my eyes, and not this morning because I've been crying last night. I'm so proud of Obama and this nation for electing him. He's the man of the moment. He has the poise to do this job. We're going to have some tough times ahead, and I pray for him to get through this. We got to get through this war, get that ended. We got to raise this economy, get some jobs to this community.
This is all the things that you're going to want to get done here.
Oh, yeah, and I think those are the things he wants to get done.
You know, those are the hard things for a president to do. You wonder about the expectations on Barack Obama.
Well, he's got some high expectations, and we have high expectations, and it's going to be tough, so we're going to have some patience with him, because the way he wants to do this, you know, is to start at the bottom and work with people who need to hear that, have their voice out there, and also manage the country, and it's going to be very difficult.
What does this mean about race in America?
I think it means that everybody is okay in this nation now, and it doesn't matter about their color. I'm proud of not only African Americans, but I'm proud of everybody else who said, this is what we need now.
My name is Stagg Brown. I'm from Los Angeles. I was born in Arkansas, and I'm of the Party of Freedom. I'm of the Republican Party, but lo and behold, on election day, I had to go with progress, change, and go with God, so to speak.
If you had Barack Obama on the other end of this cell phone, what would you say to him now? What would you ask him?
I think I would ask him to, whatever he decides to do, go with God. Let God be a part of his decisions, his going in and coming out, his whatever he does, always remember that God is at the head. He's there, but I want him to be the best he can be.
My name is Efren Polk from Inglewood, California. It just shows that how far we've come as a people, and I'm just waiting for him to get in office so he can start making the changes and doing what he has to do to be president and unite this country like everybody knows he can. It's just not United States. It's the world. This has been an election that's been watched worldwide, and everybody wanted to see the outcome of it, and I think they got the outcome that they wanted. And I think our relations worldwide will be better than ever. Better than ever. It's not going to happen overnight, and I understand that. And anybody that thinks that's going to happen overnight, they're mistaken. I just think that given the chance, and he has it, that he will do what he can diligently on a daily basis. And I'm looking at 8 years. I'm looking at 8 years because a lot of things that need to be taken place is going to have to take. It's going to take 8 years. 4 years is a good start, but we need him for 8 years. We need a Democratic president in office for 8 years, whether it's Obama or someone else. We need a Democratic president for 8 years.
I am Bankole Oshinokpebi from Nigeria, originally.
But now you're an American.
Now I'm an American.
You voted.
I voted.
If you could get a conversation, if you could talk to Barack Obama today, what would you want to say to him, and what would you ask him to do as president?
Fix the economy. I will tell him, Mr. President, you've got it now. Now deliver. That's all. Now deliver. It's not up whether you're an African American or not. Now you've gotten to the office. Show us what you got. Show us the change.
You are an African American. You were born in Africa.
Yeah, I was born in Nigeria.
Here. Mm-hmm. I wonder how you feel about this election as a man who comes from the old world and is in the new world too.
My feelings are Americans are not as involved in the electoral process. See, come from a third world country where it's not a given. Every 4 years, it's not a given. You never know when the military is going to come and overthrow the regime there now. So you learn to appreciate that.
I wonder how you think this might change the conversations we have in this country about race.
It's not going to change it that much. It's race is something that, the racial differences is always going to be there. The distrust is always going to be there. Okay, it's how we deal with it that, that's going to determine just what kind of society we end up with. We can agree to disagree. And we just have to learn to get along and maybe trust each other more. So...
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Madeline, that's the scene here. These are the people we're talking to in the Ladera Heights neighborhood here in Los Angeles, where we've been. And now, back to the studio.
And you can see photos of those people you just heard and read interviews with, other people Alex met, at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming. And let's check in again with Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. John, President-elect Obama, he's in Chicago still working on his transition and who he might bring to the White House. The chief of staff job has been reportedly offered to Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's a veteran of the Clinton White House, and he's had a very fast and successful career in the House. He is well-liked by his colleagues, admired by the opposition. Republicans talk about him at some length in admiring tones. But he's a political infighter, and he has got a lot of sharp skills that Senator Obama reportedly admires, and also they obviously have connections, home state connections, and it sends a signal about Senator Obama's views about how important Congress will be. President Bush, for 8 years, really kept Congress at a distance. Many of his staffers had a certain disdain for the institution. This sends an early signal about Senator Obama's interest in working with Congress, but it also suggests that though he talks about a new kind of politics, he is thinking about bringing on, or has asked to bring on, somebody who has lots and lots of skill at a lot of the old style politics, the tit for tat that Senator Obama campaigned against. So we'll see how Rahm Emanuel, if he takes the job, fits into that new idea of politics that President Obama will bring.
And very quickly, any word on any other appointments?
Well, no, there's a lot of parlor talk. John Podesta, the former Clinton White House chief of staff, is in charge of the announcements. And if the Obama campaign holds true to form, or administration holds true to form, we won't hear about it until they announce it.
All right. Well, thank you, Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. After a grueling campaign, we know you are very exhausted. Thank you for spending the time with us here at Day to Day.
Sure. Thank you.
And Day to Day continues in just a moment.